Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Las Vegas, famous, fabulous playground of the West. A wide open town that never goes to sleep.
Vegas! Vegas, baby, Vegas!
You're either in or you're out, right now.
My best mates are going to Las Vegas this weekend. I'm told it's incredible.
Las Vegas, here we go!
Your bags and get ready for a different kind of Vegas experience with someone who knows Vegas inside and out. You're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
Welcome once again to Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm Stephen Maggi. Today, you'll learn all about sports, theater, and music. First, you'll meet Steve Wiseman, who knows all about sports and finance. He'll tell you why the National Hockey League success was a sure thing in Vegas, while NFL football may be a big gamble. And later, you'll meet Q. Allen King, a playwright with a rags-to-riches story that ends up on the Strip. Finally, we'll finish our conversation from last week with boxing writer Jeffrey Sussman. All that and another visit with your Vegas insider, Scott Robin of VitalVegas.com. Today's topic is the explosion of musical venues in town.
I ain't got nobody.
Oh, and there's nobody just for me. There's
A lot more to sports than just wins and losses. In today's world, you have to worry about finance. You build new stadiums, merchandising opportunities, not to mention contracts with players, league membership, and so forth. It's all really important, and we've got an expert to talk about it with us today. His name is Steve Wiseman. He's an attorney, educator, author. He's got a book out, fantastic new book, talking specifically about some of these things, called Sports Law, The Essentials. And Steve, wonderful to have you on. It is a totally different world, and you can really see it by what it took to get the Raiders to move to Las Vegas. It wasn't simply a matter of, gee, they're not building me a new stadium in Oakland. I want to do something in Las Vegas. There's a whole bunch more, isn't there?
Oh, there's so much more to it. You know, Grantland Rice said years ago, it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. Actually, today, it's the point spread, not even how you play the game. It's so complicated. In the situation of the Raiders move, you've got all kinds of issues from labor law and antitrust law. You've got the stadium financing, which, of course, is one of the biggest things. The citizens of Vegas are going to be on the hook for $750 million because they're going to be paying this through a tax-exempt bond. Now, this tax-exempt bond was something that usually was used for education subsidies, and now it won't be there. And, of course, the citizens of Vegas are going to get a terrific football team and a stadium there, but they're not going to get a nickel from the revenues.
Yeah, and I can tell you from folks, I've been watching the Raiders for years and years since I was a little kid, and people from Oakland can tell you, sometimes those deals don't work that great for the citizens of that town.
Well, the Raiders are probably a prime example. They were an original AFL franchise, the Oakland Raiders with Al Davis. Al Davis was a bit of a rogue owner. I actually got to admit, I was always a fan of Davis. He wanted to move the Raiders to L.A. The league didn't want to let him. He sued them on antitrust grounds and won, moved them to L.A., and then decided Oakland was better and moved them back. So this time, the the vote was 31-1 in the NFL to allow the move. And of course, once they have this move, the Raiders actually have to pay millions of dollars to each of the other football teams just for that privilege of moving.
You know, Pete Rozelle was vehemently against that first move to L.A., and it was a different world. Do you think he's rolling over in his grave thinking, oh, my God, look what they're letting him do?
Well, you know, I think the other fascinating thing, Steve, here is you've got the league and particularly people like Roger Goodell in it, and frankly, most of the other league commissioners, with the exception of Adam Silver of the NBA, who are dead set against any connection with gambling. And so where do the Raiders move but to Las Vegas? And, you know, frankly, when we talk about sports gambling, you know, right now we've got fantasy sports, and they are allowed under the law. And the United States Supreme Court heard a case this year in the fall session dealing with the legalization of sports gambling. And I don't mind sticking my neck out on this one, saying that sometime in the spring, the Supreme Court is going to come back and say that sports gambling is going to be allowed, is constitutional. And boy, will that open things up everywhere, and certainly in Vegas.
You go back to 1963, and it was a huge deal when Paul Hornung and Alex Karras literally got suspended. Didn't know that they ended up both coming back, but you didn't know it at the time. Yeah. They lost a year. Now, it's one of those things, Steve, don't you think, where, you know, you got the hockey team, which is doing great in Las Vegas.
Amazing.
It's at, we're at a time right now where there's no way you could stop the gambling. I mean, if I want to gamble and so forth, I don't need to go to Las Vegas to put a bet down on a game. Is it just kind of to put up the white flag and go, okay, there's not much we can do about it?
Yeah, and I mean, that's the thing. I'm often telling my students at Bentley University, you can make a law against anything, but you're not going to stop technology. You're not going to stop the Internet. So what you do is you learn how to live with it. And, you know, frankly, there's some really good examples in England, in the UK, where they've had sports betting forever, and they have what they do is the sports bookies, the bookmakers, they cooperate with the league together, and they will look into things, including, you know, perhaps excessive betting on specific teams and where it's coming from, to see if there are any improper influences. And it's worked out very, very well in Europe, particularly where they actually have taken action against some professional tennis players who were found to be throwing matches. So, you know, sports gambling, people do it. You know, we just finished the Super Bowl recently, one of the biggest betting events ever. This is how Americans watch sports, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with it. So the idea is, how can it be done appropriately, safely, securely, and profitably, and all of those things can be done.
But now it's up to the leagues, I guess, and these owners that are, you know, have billions of dollars involved in this to really police themselves. I mean, you sure as heck aren't going to get a football player or a baseball player that is making millions of dollars to you know, put up their career for a few bucks. However, I always wonder about, like, the officiating and stuff, especially when you talk about things like point spreads. Is there ever a concern that, you know, you pay somebody there, whether you win by 10 or 11 really matters to some people depending on the game?
Sure. And, you know, it's a great point you make, Steve, because, in fact, that has been one of the things that we have seen in professional sports. You know, someone, a player who is making millions and millions of dollars is not going to risk their livelihood by throwing a game. In professional tennis, where they've had this as a problem, often it's been kind of not really played up or dealt with in the media, it has been players in the lower levels, the fringes of professional tennis, who aren't making a lot of money. But the issue, has been a matter of, what about the referees, you know, about changing just a little bit of the tenor of the game. And in fact, we've had an NBA referee who was convicted of doing just that and went to prison for it. Now, actually, he's out and has a website where he gives really good advice as far as betting on games. But the bottom line is, yes, officiating, that is the weak link, and that is really where, when it comes to sports gambling, the leagues are going to have to keep a really tight rein on that.
Now, before, you were talking about stadium financing, and of course the Raider thing, There's a lot of questions about that because, you know, you mentioned the Davis family, and they're certainly rich people, no question, but compared to the Jerry Jones and Robert Krafts and those folks, they're really on the bottom edge. He can't really afford to come in here and not do what he's promising to do, which is to sell out, and especially some of the big money items in the stadium and so forth. There is a risk here, isn't there, both on the, you know, the people's side of Nevada and also on the Raiders' side, that this thing might not work?
Yeah, you've really been doing your homework, and a lot of people don't look at the numbers here. Certainly for the citizens of Nevada, they have monies that might have been going, when it comes to these bonds, toward better education, and now it's going to bring in a football team, and the argument is it's going to bring in more tourism, it's going to bring in more dollars. Well, frankly, you know, we're talking Las Vegas. This is where people go for tourism as well anyway. But the Raiders, this has been something that you picked up on, a lot of people don't. They're tight financially on this thing. Now, professional football there with this stadium, it's going to have 10 dates a year, and UNLV will add six more. But in order to really make the projected $140 million in ticket revenue on which their stadium model is based, they're going to have at least 30 more major events. Now, maybe they will have bowl games. Maybe they will have concerts, other kinds of things. There's also going to be naming rights and sponsorships. But the Raiders really are, they're tight on this. They had to pay money. They borrowed a lot of money. They borrowed money from the league. They have to pay money to the other teams. They've got a lot invested here, and they've got to make it a big success if they're going to stay financially viable.
You'll hear more from sports finance expert Steve Wiseman in just a moment. You're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi on the Biz Talk Radio Network.
Angstrom Minerals represent a quantum leap in nutrition. Liquid minerals offer a more concentrated and quicker boost because they integrate into the body faster. Unlike that handful of pills you take every day, Angstrom Minerals bypass digestion and go directly to the cells. Try Angstrom Minerals for your body, your health, and your life. Register online and use your account to save 5% off your retail order every time you shop. Some restrictions apply. Please visit elementalresearchinc.com.
When you go to Las Vegas, you have to know what you're going to go see, and there's no better place on the web to go than VitalVegas.com. You hear Scott Robin, our Vegas insider, every week. What are people going to find when they go to your site, Scott?
Everything you need to know about Las Vegas, from shows and restaurants and a lot of inside dirt that you won't hear anywhere else.
And a lot of photos, too, and a lot of snark, right?
That is the case. Yes.
You can't miss it. VitalVegas.com.
Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's BizTV. On your time.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit. Again, call 800-557-6095.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself. But come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back. Unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now, 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
Biz Talk Radio.
Now, let's return to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
We're discussing sports finance with expert Steve Wiseman, author of Sports Law, The Essentials. And do you think that's why you saw that $100 million contract for Coach Gruden, in the sense that at least Gruden is a celebrity? He's probably got as good a chance of winning with that team as anybody. So it's another one of those cases where Mark's, like a gambler, is betting it all, right? I mean, it has to work.
Yeah, I'm a big Gruden fan, and I think Gruden brings a lot to the table. He brings a lot of knowledge and success and a great work ethic. He has been a great coach, and there's no reason to think he won't be one again. And they need that. And this is the Raiders are a team that underperformed last year. This was a team that there was expected to really make a big run, and they didn't. They took a step backward. You also have Gruden's a celebrity. This is somebody who immediately steps in. There's going to be a lot of media play with him. He brings a lot to the table, but you're right. Success is something that is going to be required. John Gruden gives them as much of a chance of that as any coach out there.
Now, you want to talk about sports success for a team. The other team in town right now, the Vegas Golden Knights, huge success. I mean, as you watch the stuff, Steve, and you're an expert in this, they seem like to me like they did everything right. I mean, this should be a manual for anybody looking to do an expansion team in any sport.
I marvel at them. I have never seen in the history of sports an expansion team leap to the kind of success that they did with the Vegas Golden Knights. But the only thing that they have an issue with is apparently West Point doesn't like them because they're afraid that the name is too similar and people are going to get confused and think that the Army parachuting team is playing ice hockey. But in all seriousness, yeah, they've done absolutely everything right, and the success is well earned.
Well, you've been doing this for a while, you know, and you're talking about the Army team, and I mean, I'm just thinking in my head, when it comes to things like what the name of the teams are, what the colors and stuff, I mean, it looks to me like pro sports has dug up every conceivable way to monetize every part of it, between stadium naming rights and, you know, they've got special vintage jerseys. It's just the sky's the limit with this stuff. Huh? I mean, it just seems like there's a lot of ways to make money on it.
It is. And, you know, what's interesting, too, is very often what you will find is the changing of the logos, so that you not only have those vintage, but if you're going to be current, you've got to have all of the new jerseys and the new shirts and all of this. And Oakland is one I pretty much has had the same logo throughout their history. So it's going to be interesting. But, you know, in fact, every possible way that they can monetize with sponsorships, with licenses, so that you have the privilege of being able to buy season's tickets. And then, of course, with so many stadiums, there were stadiums that were sufficient to hold the fans, but that wasn't good good enough, because where the money came in is in the luxury suites. And so you have the modern stadiums with all of these luxury suites. And now you got to bring people to the stadium when, you know, security, it takes you a while to get through, and the experience has got to be enhanced for someone to go to the stadium instead of watching it at home on a big screen TV. And this has been a challenge, particularly in the NFL this year, and the teams are trying innovative things to come up with it.
And it's made the, not just football, but really all the sports, really more expensive when you come right down to it, because these baseball parks, it's not enough now to build that with all the stuff you're talking about. Now you got to put it in a downtown area so the right people have other stuff to do while they go out to a baseball game and so forth. It's just kind of gotten away from walking up to the stadium and buying a bleacher seat the day of the game.
Yeah, you're taking me back to my youth as a kid growing up in the Boston suburbs, and just taking the subway into Fenway Park and buying a bleacher's seat for I can't even tell you how little it was. Yeah, it's a whole different thing. You know, professional sports are entertainment. And you need to get as broad an audience as you can. You need to provide them with a lot more entertainment. In my sports law class at Bentley University, we actually broke down a Boston Celtics game as far as how many minutes of actual basketball and how much entertainment is going on, what kind of music is pumped in, where are you shooting the T-shirts into the crowd, when are you having these various contests. It becomes an event, and it has to be. It has to be, because that's what the fans want. They want a spectacle when they go to the stadium.
I couldn't agree more, and I think people just have to go onto YouTube and take a look at, you know, kind of the stuff we grew up with, and, you know, watch an old game, and even the way it's broadcasted and stuff. Things have changed. And, you know, that gets to my other thing I wanted to talk with you about. We're going to have you on again. You are an expert in addition to all the stuff we've been talking about today. You're also a nationally recognized expert in the world of scams. And, of course, when you talk Nevada, any place where there's gambling, there's scams and that kind of thing. This kind of goes along, though, with the technology boom, right, Steve? I mean, with all this, all the things you can do with your computer, more scams, you know. Everybody's been has relatives from Nigeria and stuff, right? They want to give them a few million dollars.
You know, it's a funny thing, too, because sometimes people will say, I get the emails with the Nigerian letter, and they seem to get even more ridiculous and more ridiculous, and that actually is intentional, because the scammers, and many of them are actually from Nigeria, they don't want to waste their time with someone who may be questioning them. They want someone who is going to fall hook, line, sinker for their scam, and that they don't have to talk into a great deal. But you're right. I mean, frankly, anyone can be scammed. And you look at, say, Bernie Madoff, and you look at the really knowledgeable, sophisticated people who got fooled by a financial scam. Madoff actually, in a prison interview, had the nerve to blame his victims. He said, it's their own fault. If they had done any research, they would have seen that what I was promising was impossible. And as much as you got to decry what this guy did, he's actually correct on that. And so anyone can get scammed. The internet has made it so much easier. I teach at Bentley University. I used to teach in the state prison system here in Massachusetts, and I had students, prisoners, who were old-style con men who would say, back when they did it, it took skill, but now a 14-year-old with a computer can do anything.
People need to get a hold of your old book called The Truth About Avoiding Scams. I know Smart Money Magazine said it was one of the best books of the year in terms of money and that kind of thing. And I think you teach in that book, don't you, kind of the things so we can be a little bit smarter and we kind of smell these things out. Because when you're new to, especially, I always feel for people that are, you know, didn't grow up with this stuff like me, where all of a sudden these things, you don't realize how easy it is to do, to, you know, and it looks legit, right? But you got to be aware of it.
Exactly. And, you know, there are interesting groups that fall for different types of scams, but two groups in particular who are very interesting with that are senior citizens, who are not only very trusting, but actually studies have shown, recent Cornell study, that there's a part of our brains that deals with skepticism that becomes less viable as we age. So they're vulnerable. But the new millennials who do everything online and everything on their phone, they're also ripe targets because they don't even consider that they're going to be scammed. They think they're a little bit too smart for that. And anybody that thinks they're too smart to be scammed is ripe to be scammed.
You'll hear more from sports finance expert Steve Wiseman in just a moment. You are listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi on the BizTalk Radio Network.
I got rhythm. I got music. I got my gal who could ask for anything more.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
We're discussing sports finance with expert Steve Wiseman, author of Sports Law, The Essentials. Well, we got to have you on again and talk even more about that. The other book we were talking about, Sports Law, The Essentials. Again, if you're a sports fan at all, or even if you're not, I think it's a great book to have around because it's just such an important part of our culture. Steve, let's tell people how they can get a hold of you. What's the best way to find you on the web and stuff?
Best way to find me is my blog, Scamicide.com, Scamicide.com. Scamicide.com, we have every day a new cyber scam, cybersecurity, identity theft threat. We actually were up around 2,300 different scams of the day. So we give you a lot of advice about how to protect yourself from these scams. It's all free on there. You can also find the books if you want.
We certainly will do that. We'll have you on again. Steve, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure.
Coming up next, you'll meet a new star in the world of theater. His name is Q. Alan King, and his story of rising from extremely difficult days to having his own show on the Strip is truly inspirational. We're with a very interesting guy, Q. Alan King. And Q, you've got something going on now. You've got a residency here. This is really kind of exciting. Talk a little about what's coming up for you.
This past Saturday, I just went into the Walker Museum of African American History, an honor that's normally reserved posthumously, but we were placed there for being the first African American cast and playwright to actually land anywhere on Las Vegas Boulevard with a residency. So I'll be here for 8 weeks. Yeah.
Well, that's really exciting. Talk a little about what the show is going to consist of and so forth.
It's based off the book that I wrote called Can a Woman Raise a Man, dealing with the kind of shift in the diaspora of our culture where the divorce rate is almost 50%. So majority now you have women actually raising male children across color lines. It's amazing. And so now what does that affect on us? And so I begin to do the numbers and tie it into incarceration, drug addiction. It's just amazing. It seems to be plaguing us. So I wanted to really speak and begin a voice for that, for women, for men. I've been on all sides of the equation. I'm a divorcee now, and now has my son on a regular basis. So I just want to speak some life, some hope, health, and healing into that situation.
Yeah, because so many people are in that situation. I mean, let's face it, as you say, it goes across color lines and so forth like that. Is this really kind of an opportunity to kind of let everybody know, hey, we're all kind of going through this. Let's find the best way to do it together.
Absolutely. It's a cathartic, funny mirror is what I like to call it, where we can take about 2.5 hours and just laugh. There's some hip hop, some gospel. My fingerprint is infusing dance because when I write plays, I want all of the arts to be celebrated. So we spoken word, artistic as far as acting, and then of course dance is always infused. So it's a great time. It's a mirror. We laugh, cry. We deal with a myriad of themes. I have everything from LGBT issues. We have two women trying to raise a man in the plays. Yeah, it's there. It's hard hitting. It's culturally relevant.
Yeah, I mean, this is really like 21st century entertainment where you're bringing all this stuff together. Is that something you know, like when you said you put your book together and so forth? Is that kind of something you would envision? I mean, how this would appear on the stage?
Absolutely not. I was the quick elevator pitch. I was homeless when I wrote the book. Literally, I came to Vegas for all the wrong reasons. Ended up sleeping under a tree, and at that point, I had a kind of a crossroads to make a decision. And I started to break in an old abandoned apartment building to stay. And then they had a computer lab, and this book just started coming out. And it was about a 2 or 3 year process, and I had no clue that any of this was going to happen. To go from sleeping under a tree to the book being on Amazon and traveling and speaking, and now residency in Vegas and the 30 member cast. I never saw this.
That's incredible, though. You must have had a, you must have known inside, though, you were capable of doing it. Because in that lowest of lows, I would think you had a belief in yourself.
Oh, I mean, it was definitely low. It was rather morbid. But at that time, I knew. I was at a crossroads. I hear my old football coach saying, either you got to focus or fold. So homeless with no money, I decided to start writing and believed that this was going to do something. I didn't know quite what, but this book, I knew it was speaking to me. And I knew it could speak to other people. And it has. It's rung volumes.
Yeah, that's really exciting. So, I mean, are you looking at a, I mean, getting ahead of myself here, but are you looking at a follow-up? I mean, is this something you want to write more? What's in the future for you beyond this?
Absolutely. And shout out to the Harlan Mansion, which is why we're here tonight. They want to do a dinner theater series with me with that play. But the second one I'm writing is called I Met a Man. It just deals with the fact that women are the sum total of the men who've touched and shaped their lives. We're doing that one. And then I'm doing another one for the parochial community called Church Hurt, people who just kind of try to encounter God, but, you know, somehow happened. So we're going to speak to that as well. Then I got a funny one called No More Baby Mama, Baby Daddy Drama. So I got to do something funny and lighthearted. So we're doing that one as well. So yeah, we're just working. We just left rehearsal tonight. We got soundtracks. I have motivational DVDs. I got t-shirts. I got the whole gamut. It's just exciting. I never knew my life would take this curve, you know, so it's just incredible.
Now you have a real understanding of the human experience. This is outstanding. So let's tell people, first of all, if they want to see the show, where do they go?
Absolutely. You can catch us at the Thunderbird Hotel on Las Vegas Boulevard at the Thunderbird Showroom every Sunday night. Yes, I got that. Feels good to say that. Every Sunday night. We have residencies there at 6 o'clock. Doors open at 4 p.m. Then you can stay with us for the R&B Forever After Party. Hopefully we'll have Miss Monique come do some incredible songs at the R&B Forever After Party. And then we'll be here at the Harlan Mansion starting in February for midday matinee shows and just incredible things going on. So absolutely.
That sounds good. And do you have a website people can go to check you out?
I do. My book is available now at BarnesandNobles.com, Amazon.com. It's Can a Woman Raise a Man? But the website is Speak, Write, Bless. The three things that I am mandated to do for the rest of my life. That's simple. Speak, Write, Bless. Q. Allen King.
Best of luck to you. Absolutely.
Steve has an incredible voice. It's so smooth, like a good cup of coffee. It's incredible. I had to tell him his voice is so smooth. I like that, man. Yeah, yes.
Thank you very much.
You under my skin.
Last week, Jeffrey Sussman, author of Rocky Graziano, Fist, Fame, and Fortune, discussed the rough life and eventual success of boxer Graziano. Today, we continue that conversation with Jeffrey. Well, yeah, and you talk about Graziano, and you mentioned before, you know, great wife and a great father figure, and again, reading that, I couldn't help think of Mike Tyson, who at one time when he first came up, he had the Customato looking out for him. And once that went away and other people got involved, he lost that very thing that Graziano had, which really kind of took him from this like criminal child and just a troubled, angry person and channeled it, really changed their entire personalities.
Absolutely. The managers that those three fighters had were absolutely essential to the way they developed their lives and their careers. And Rocky, more than any of the others, was very fortunate in his manager, because his manager, you know, one day they were sitting down at P.J. Clark's restaurant, which is in New York on 3rd Avenue and 55th Street. It's a hangout for a lot of sports fans. And Rocky used to have a regular table there and meet people for lunch. And he was having lunch there one day with Irving Cohn. And Irving said to him, you know, your career in boxing is going to be over in a couple of years. And I want to make sure that when it's over, that you have income, that you're not going to be suffering the way so many other boxers are. You know, they don't get a pension, they don't have a union, they don't have the same kinds of things that other sports figures have.
Right.
And so he had Rocky invest his money in annuities, and those annuities paid Rocky a salary every year for the rest of his life until he died. And what was also interesting about him is his kindness and generosity to other people. So, for example, he was in Stillman's gym one day after he retired from boxing, and he was watching the up-and-coming new fighters, judging them, seeing who he thought would emerge and become successful. And he noticed sitting off in a corner an old boxer who had gone blind and was living in terrible poverty, receiving welfare. And Rocky felt sorry for the guy, and he went around to all the people at Stillman's Gym and got a donation from each of them. And then he added some of his own money, and he went over to this blind former boxer, and he put the money in the man's breast pocket, and he said, "This is for you. I want you to come back every month because you're going to get the same thing."
Wow. It's an incredible story. Well, you know, again, this book, folks, you'll love it. If you don't know who Rocky Graziano is, it's really kind of a shame that he's been lost in the various sports legends. This guy was great, and the book is fantastic. It's called Rocky Graziano, Fists, Fame, and Fortune. Coming up, we'll continue our conversation with boxing writer Jeffrey Sussman discussing the great Rocky Graziano. You are listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi on the BizTalk Radio Network.
Anything come what might, for the sake of having you near, in spite of a warning voice that comes in the night and repeats how it yells in my ear. Don't you know, little fool? You never can win. Why not use your mentality? Step up, wake up to reality. But each time I do, just the thought of you makes me stop just before I begin. 'Cause I've got you under my skin. Yes, I've got you under my skin.
I know what you're thinking. Why would I need a voiceover production company? Does your company need a commercial for radio or television? Are you looking to do an audiobook or web presentation? Then you need a voiceover production company. Black Eagle Sound Design is home to some of the finest voice actors, producers, and engineers in the business. Log on now to BESD.US and find out more. Black Eagle Sound Design will be there with you and your project every step of the way. On time, on target, and at a price you can afford. Visit us at BESD.US.
Are you looking to save money on your prescription medications? Are you paying out of pocket for your meds? Or is your copay too high? You've got to check out the RX Cut Free Prescription Discount Card. And getting your free discount card is easy. All you do is go to the website rxcutdiscounts.com. No fees, no forms, no personal information needed, and the cards are active immediately. Discount cards are also good for the entire family, and they never expire. Visit rxcutdiscounts.com.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Biz Talk Radio.
To Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
We are chatting with boxing writer Jeffrey Sussman, author of Rocky Graziano, Fists, Fame, and Fortune. Final question, Jeffrey, is one of the premier boxing writers and so forth. What is it about boxing that makes it so different than really any other sport? I mean, you mentioned, you know, it's you're on your own. There seems to be such a criminal element, even to this day, where just unethical people are in certain areas. You know, you make the wrong turn in that world and your career's done. Is it getting any better than what we remember, or is it actually getting worse? What do you think?
I think it is getting better. There was a time during the 1940s, 50s, right up to 1960, when boxing was controlled to a very large extent by an organization called the International Boxing Club, which was run by a man named Frankie Carbo, who was a member of Murder Incorporated, had killed a number of people, and his sidekick, a man named Frank Blinky Palermo. And both of them eventually were sent to prison, I think in 1960, Carbo for 25 years and Palermo for 15 or 20 years. And that brought in an entirely different crowd of people into boxing. Some of them may not be entirely ethical, but they weren't of that extremely low level of criminality that Frankie Carbo and Blinky Palermo represented. So, for example, there was a famous boxing trainer named Ray Arcel who was promoting Saturday night fights from Boston on television, and they didn't like that. They felt that was interfering with the fights they were promoting on Friday nights and Wednesday nights from Madison Square Garden. So they hired a thug to go over and beat Ray Arcel with a lead pipe, and they almost killed him. He was in the hospital for quite a while, and they told him that he better stay out of boxing, and he did for 18 years until he was hired by Roberto Duran to be his trainer, and after that, he completely retired. But in the 1940s and 50s, and actually going back to the 1930s, there was a real strong criminal element controlling a lot of boxers, especially in the middleweight and welterweight divisions. And one of the most terrible ones was probably a man named Oney Madden, who was a gangster who owned and controlled Primo Carnera. And by the time Primo Carnera's career was finished, he was penniless virtually because Oney Madden had stolen all of his money. It was a bad business. But, you know, I think one of the things that attracts the public to boxing is that it's the only sport where you see two men facing each other with no support from anybody else, and they're sort of involved in an existential battle to see who's going to be the best. And this goes all the way back to Greek and Roman times when boxing was very, very popular, because people like to see how one man will stand up against another man.
Yeah.
And it gives them a vicarious sense of their own destiny. So I think for that reason, boxing has always been very popular, and it's unfortunate that over the years it has attracted a criminal element.
Well, this book will put a good light on boxing. It brings out the very best in the sport. It's Rocky Graziano, Fists, Fame, and Fortune. Jeffrey, thanks so much for being with us again today.
It was my pleasure, and thank you for interviewing me.
Time now for a visit with your Vegas insider, Scott Robin of VitalVegas.com.
This town is known for showrooms, but now, like you were mentioning with these residencies and stuff, what is going on? You wrote in a blog, there was like 11 arenas or places. I mean, we're talking about big places, from the Raiders Stadium, which obviously would be the biggest, on to like full-size arenas and stuff. What's going on? I mean, again, how are they ever going to have this many seats filled? I mean, how many events can be going on at once?
Well, if you add up the numbers of all the seats available now and the ones coming up, it is a staggering number, which many people feel is unrealistic to try and fill. That the demand, even if it's high, there are a lot of venues and they're all vying for the same acts and the same, the share of the wallet. So the idea is that everybody's going to grow the overall demand and that everybody will be able to share in that. But you know, when you have venues the size of an NFL stadium and you have T-Mobile Arena, and you have, you know, even the Coliseum or the Park Theater, you're getting really big acts. These tickets are, for someone like Lady Gaga, are going to be $200 to $300 a pop. It is a response to the idea that that's what people want and they're willing to pay for it. They're not gambling as much, so the trend is live entertainment. So nobody wants to be left out. So you got Sands building a brand new entertainment arena. They're working with the folks in New York. What's the name of the thing? Madison Square Garden, right? They're the partner in this. It's amazing because they keep making more. Who knows when the saturation point will hit? But they're not thinking about a year from now. These companies are thinking about 3 years and 5 years and 10 years down the road, and they assume that the demand is going to continue, visitation is going to increase, and they're going to have a venue that's going to compete with the other venues in town, because you get people in for the shows, they come in and they gamble, they spend money in your restaurants and your bars. You don't want to be left out of that world. And like you said, overall, if it doesn't work out, let's build the next big thing.
But do you think that's really the mystique of Las Vegas, is that people aren't afraid to fail and they'll risk, and if it doesn't work, they'll try something else? It's really kind of unique in that regard.
It happens over and over. It's an adventurous spirit, I think, that keeps these things built. But there's also this optimism, which is perfectly suited to Las Vegas, because Las Vegas is a city built on optimism. When you sit down at a slot machine, more than likely you know that the odds are in favor of the house. It doesn't matter, because optimism reigns. You could be the one. And that's what these business owners and these companies are. I could be the one. Why not? And there's so many kind of backup plans that they have. You know, there's always these, you know, there's a lot of smart lawyers and business people who are kind of like, hey, even if this doesn't work out, here's B and C and D. These are the plans that I've got, whether it's bankruptcy or foreclosure, whatever it is. Lucky Dragon's like, yeah, I borrowed money, but it's all just flows, you know, make it up another way, or I'll find some other endeavor that will click. But yeah, it is so funny, because it's kind of like a gambling analogy. Like, you spin the wheel, some are going to hit, some aren't going to hit, but the only way you know is to go do it. You don't make money from having an empty lot. You got to build something, you got to come up with a concept, you got to try it, hope that you don't do too much damage, and hope that you've kind of done your homework too. You know, these are really smart people. They're not just out there kind of like, well, maybe that'll stick. No, they know the market in most cases, other than Lucky Dragon. They thought they had a market, they don't. they're in trouble. But in many cases, they know from experience, this is what works, this is what doesn't. The only thing they freak out about now is they don't know how to deal with the next generation or the next two generations of Las Vegas visitors, because they're scrambling. They're trying to do esports. They're trying to do all this, you know, virtual reality. Like, is that really going to be a thing? Who knows? So they're scrambling in that regard. But in most cases, they have sound business expertise and experience behind them to help make those decisions.
Well, that's it for this week. Make sure to join us again next week when you'll meet a great singer that you can hear on your next visit to Vegas. His name is Lanny Counts. You'll hear him and his music on the show. Thanks for being with us. This is Stephen Maggi reminding you, Vegas never sleeps. Fever!
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.